Welcome to episode 14 of Skyjacks, Courier's Call. I'm your host and narrator, Drew Merzieski. I'm joined by Allison Grauer, Palomi Pratap, and Aaron Catano-Saez to bring you a story of adventure, skyships, mail carriers, and kids, just like you. We return to our apprentices, Kieran, Cece, and June, as they pick up and deliver mail throughout the town of Otterbox. They've discovered a commotion near the town hall, and perhaps their curiosity is getting the better of them as they investigate the scuffle. Heed the call, couriers. Stand to. Let's fly.
Gone are the days when it was easy to ride, singing way, hey, ho. But the years haven't withered my joy and my pride, singing way, hey, ho. I've never been much for the pistol or blade, singing way, hey, ho. For the sun is my course and the sky is my trade, singing way, hey, ho. My mother, she told me that life would be fine if you're free with the water but savor the wine, and to never be hurried but always on time, singing way, hey, ho. Singing way, hey, ho.
It sounds like some sort of scuffle, and there's some yelling and there's some shouting in what looks like an empty lot.
Kieran, what do you think we should do? This one's your call, because I know June and I are very easily distracted by adventure.
I mean, we should probably go check that out.
Oh, dang it. Okay. You're right. I kind of wanted to do that too. So let's get it. Come on. Let's go.
Aaron, did you want me to do something else there?
No, I'm being serious. We're like, I'm glad you're on my team, because I'm trying to find out what that was. My first thought, Kieran, was to be like, let's draw our weapons and charge down the hill. But, you know,
I don't have any weapons.
By weapon, you mean your fishing rod?
Yeah. And I pull it out. I've been waving it like a sword the entire time we've been walking.
I mean, it does look really cool right there.
Have you been, like, holding it at your waist, like your hand is its holster?
Yes.
Yes. No, like, I'm, yeah.
Like, this is a two-hand situation. Yeah, you're walking down. I love this.
Yes, like, I've been jumping out in front of you guys and being like, like, over and over, like, the entire time. As soon as Bran turned around, I was like, time to flex. And I've been showing off.
Like in a game tutorial where the NPCs are just walking and then the PC is just like hitting buttons and
yeah.
Like doing
I've been
all of the
rolling a lot and like jumping.
Hopping.
And then I stood still for a while because I had to pee. And then you two were like, come on, we should really get going. Come on, we should really get going.
Are you AFK?
Hurry
you
up.
Had to tell us that.
Hurry up. Over here, I heard a commotion.
You guys look in the lot. And the first thing that you guys see is that Skip is there from the other day.
Little toot.
It is Skip and a tall, broad-shouldered, dark-skinned 18-year-old girl. There is like a 13-year-old boy, dark-skinned, curlied hair, that they're kind of pushing in between the two of them. And as you guys are standing there, they trip him and put him into the dirt.
Oh, come on, guys.
The big broad-shouldered one just kind of laughs and kind of rests their back like against a wall. They let Skip kind of dance around and like kick dirt on the kid.
So I think our intrepid trio, is approaching cautiously to see kind of what the deal is. And before June even really knows what she's doing, I think she goes, oh, hey, Skip, like from a distance.
You see Skip in like mid-kick turn and like look at you.
June waves.
He like waves back and goes, hey, what do you want?
Just saying hi, man. Hey.
And they're like, yeah? You want to go here?
No, I'm just saying, hey.
No, I'm like, you want to turn?
Turn with what? What's going on?
Oh, this little toot, and Skip reaches down and pulls the kid up. Gets like, hey, and he like pulls him. This little toot doesn't know respect when he sees it, and he kind of like kicks him a little bit, and like pushes him forward, and kid like falls forward and like into the dirt again. We're just teaching him a little bit of respect.
Both of you?
Well, mostly me. And Stack looks over and goes, I say, is that the girl you were talking about?
Goes, oh, yeah. Yeah, this is the one that I beat.
Yeah, on a technicality, but that's not the point. Kind of looks like Stack is your insurance that this little toot here doesn't get the better of you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that doesn't seem very respectful.
Well, the little toot's not being respectful either. And the kid starts to get up and goes, hey, that's... And you see Skip put his foot on the kid's chest and push him back to the ground.
June's walking forward, but like real casual, like...
Like the Terminator.
Scratches the back of her head. And she's like, okay, but who is he? Who is he? What's going on? Like, what's the deal?
And the two of them look at each other and go, you don't know who this is?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
And the kid starts to get up. He's like, please help me, please. He's like trying to get up.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I feel like that's kind of the magic words there, guys. I gave you a chance to explain yourselves and you kind of didn't, so...
No, I think we explained ourselves pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, that's negligible, but... Yeah, I don't think this should continue the way that it appears to be continuing.
So what are you going to do? Stop us? Like last time?
I mean, there are a couple of options here. You could just stop and we could talk about what's going on. Or, we could get involved. Or we could...
At that, you see Stack kind of get off the wall.
We could all reschedule for another time and place. You know, respectfully. I think I need to roll at
this
point, right?
You have to roll. Yeah. You're trying to persuade them.
Yep.
What is your method?
It's going to be clever. Yeah, it's going to be clever. It's a +4.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
This is against Skip, I'm going to say.
She's just exuding this, like, confidence because of Cece and Kieran at her back.
Mm-hmm.
Cece okay. With her sword.
Yeah.
Yeah, her literal sword. Her literal sword.
Yeah, I'm brandishing Excalibur right now.
Skip tried to do this forcefully.
Mm-hmm.
He got a +2, so you get a +4, mm-hmm. which means you beat him. So how do you convince Skip to let this kid go?
So there's a moment, I think, where June and Skip lock eyes, and June doesn't look bothered at all. And June kind of shrugs a little and crosses her arms, and she's like, listen, you really did kind of thrash me last time.
And Skip like nods and goes, yeah, I did. He looks at her Stack and like does like a thumbs up.
If it had gone on much longer, I don't know. Maybe I would have gotten the upper hand at some point. I'm not worried about that right now. Bottom line is last time we were interrupted by an adult. And I believe that adult was pretty mad at you and kind of wanted you to get the heck out of Dodge. So I guess what I'm saying is rather than risk all of us getting into trouble with more adults, which none of us need right now, why don't we just let this go for now?
You see Skip mull over your words, and there's this moment where Skip decides that he's not going to let this go with you. And he squares his shoulders and begins to move forward, and this big hand drops on his shoulder from Stack and goes, hey, I don't think that's a good idea, Skip. Sharp wouldn't like it. And Skip looks and goes, well, it's fine, because I didn't care anyway.
No, it's fine. You've already, look, his little shirts are dirty now, and he's fine. You've made your point. You know what I mean?
No, we did. I made my point.
Yeah.
And Stack's like, come on, Skip. And the two of them, like, lead their way and begin to walk out. And they walk past you, Kieran and Cece. Kieran and Cece, as they walk by, Stack is huge. Mm-hmm. Stack is, like, 18, but she's... massive, probably 6'2", 6'3", and just broad and wide and strong as they walk past the two of you.
When Stack walks by, I pull the fishing rod off my back and we'll go whooshing. Like I make that sound with my mouth.
And Stack looks at you and rolls her eyes and keeps walking.
Say, that's right. Keep on walking. I don't want none of this Excalibur either. That's right. That's the smartest thing you did all day.
Kieran has made sure to keep Cece between themselves and Skip and Stack.
I think as Cece plays them off the stage, I think June walks forward and offers a hand to the kid in the dirt.
And the kid kind of sits up. His nose is bleeding. He's very dirty. He's like, thanks.
Sorry about that.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Sorry we didn't get here sooner, man.
It's okay. He just kind of sits there and takes your hand and you pull him up.
I'm June.
Hey. Hello, June. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I'm Karen, and this is Cece.
Yeah.
Hello, Karen. Hello, Cece.
Sorry you got trounced. That's pretty it's pretty scratch that you got trounced. What's going on? Why'd they whoop you so bad?
Oh, it's just they've been hanging around town causing trouble, and I tried to stop them.
By yourself?
Yeah.
You didn't think to maybe bring backup or something?
No, I mean, I'm strong enough.
I'm sure. I just meant you for insurance purposes.
Because they had one. Yeah.
I should have been able to stop them.
Well, you can't be hard on yourself. There's no telling. You know, when you get into a scrap with somebody like this, it can go all kinds of different directions.
You get into a lot of scraps?
June presses her mouth into a thin line and says nothing.
Karen says yes immediately.
I think Karen says yes and ages 10 years.
See, young one, how old is this kid? 13?
This kid's about 13.
See, young one, it's all about party composition. See, we have a good, strong, well-rounded party. You can't just fly solo against a boss like that. You were fighting against the boss solo at level one. You got to have strong party.
Yeah, but Skip is not a boss, Cece.
Oh, no, I meant the other one. The one who didn't want any of this sword business. We could have handled it with our strong party composition, but you got to be careful out there, you know? Unless you're rolling with the team, I would say just stay put.
I guess I hear what you're saying. If they're causing trouble all over town, then I get the impulse to want to do something about it.
Yeah, and I should have been able to do something. I thought I could do something.
It's okay. I think Cece, like, you know, pats him on the back and says, "Listen well to me, young one. A hero is just a sandwich. Sometimes you got to stay alive."
The kid looks over at June and Karen and just kind of shrugs a little bit.
June nods and shrugs.
Just a sandwich. A sandwich.
Okay, I'll remember that.
You'd be good too.
A hero is just a sandwich.
That's right.
What sort of stuff are those kids doing around town?
Oh, you know, they're stealing things and vandalizing things and just making everyone real jumpy.
Are they from here?
Nobody can do anything. I mean, they're kids. You know, they're just kids.
Are they from here?
No.
Where did they come from?
I don't know. They just showed up.
How long have they been here?
About a month.
Hmm.
But I thought, you know, they're not going to do anything about it. I can do something about it, at least.
Why put that pressure on yourself?
I mean, why haven't the adults done anything about it if they're stealing things?
Can't catch them.
Oh.
Like, we suspect. I've seen it, but, you know, other people say they've seen it, but nobody can catch them. And, you know, they're just being hooligans.
You've already told,
like, the grown-ups? You've told, like, whoever's in charge around here?
I mean, yeah. The people in charge know. That's why we... Yeah.
They told you to take care of it yourself?
No.
That seems a little unbalanced.
No, they didn't tell me. I wanted to do it. I wanted to be the, you know, the hero.
Yeah, I know. But what do we say about those?
Heroes are like sandwiches.
No, a hero is just a sandwich. Just, you know, we all got to look out for each other. You can't just do it yourself, is what I'm trying to say. A hero is just a very long hoagie. You know, hoagie, I'll explain
later. You
should
probably have a squad, is what she's saying.
Yes.
You need bread and meat and cheese to make a sandwich.
Yeah.
Boom.
Oh
my gosh. Thank you. Swear, I'm the only person around here who makes any sense.
She's very smart. Don't be intimidated.
Oh my gosh, you know what? You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
I need a sandwich.
Yeah.
A sword. That's kind of what I meant, but Cece has already walked away and is waving the sword.
No. And the kid like comes over and goes, "No, I get it. I need bread, like you, June, and I need meat, like you, Cece, and I
Whoa,
need
hey.
like
Do you want to be bread instead? We can switch.
Do you want to be bread?
I feel like Cece's definitely bread.
I feel like I'm much more of a condiment, but you know, you guys, this is your metaphor. Oh, okay.
Cece, you are not a condiment.
Yeah, absolutely not.
No,
that's empirically false.
June, you'll be the meat. I'll be the meat. Karen, you're the cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about being cheese, but okay. That's, yeah, sure. Well,
what do you want to be?
Cheese is so good, Karen.
What do you want to be?
I mean, cheese is good, but like, it also smells funny. Are you saying I smell funny?
I can be cheese. I'll be cheese. I'm cheese, and you're what, veggies?
Okay.
Okay. And together, we're like a sandwich.
This sounds like a really fancy sandwich.
It's a really fancy sandwich that's going to save this town.
You know, I have to reiterate, wait. This is not what I intended, but I'm going to go with this because I want you to be strong.
Wait. Back up. What did you just say?
I don't want to save the town.
We're going to save the town. So this is what we're going
to
do.
It seems like a good idea, but I also feel like we have stuff to do. We have stuff to do, right?
Well, are you guys doing stuff tonight?
Yeah, we totally have plans.
Technically, yes.
Yes.
You can come to that. Do you want to come to that? God. We can invite him, right?
Yes, of course. Well, yeah, I'm delighted.
My name's Harry.
Oh, hi. Harry.
Pleasure.
Okay.
But we're
having like a bonfire tonight if you want. We're with the courier service, so.
No, I gathered that.
Oh, okay, just checking.
Well, do you guys want to come to the moon market?
The what?
It's the cool market that shows up every night here in town.
Every night?
Every night.
It just shows up.
Well, yeah.
Like Brigadoon.
Like what?
It's a book I read. Come on, relax. I read a lot. Cece reads a lot, okay? It's canon.
That's true.
I said it.
Cece and I read together. We have reading hours.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if you guys want, I can come and get you from the bonfire to go to the moon market.
We could do both, right?
Yeah, no, we could, but you can only come to one. I'm kidding. I'm not going to bully a kid. No.
Harry, shrinks a little bit. Oh, okay.
No. She's kidding.
Yeah, we can totally do both.
Yeah, let's do both.
Oh, okay. So I can come to the bonfire, and then I'll take you guys to the moon market?
Well, if you want to attend tonight, we have a lot of... Let's just put it this way. We're really cool. We're really strong. And we might be learning magic tonight. So
I'm sorry, what?
It's unconfirmed.
You're unconfirmed, you know, but highly implied that we're learning magic tonight by the fire. So if you want in, Harry, you're going to have to earn a spot to Cece's magical bonfire extravaganza.
Okay. How do I earn a spot to this magical bonfire?
Can you do magic things? Because I feel like that gives you, that would give you an automatic seat.
Do you have any, magical tokens?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're collecting Otterbucks right now.
I have this. And he reaches into his shirt and he pulls out a necklace.
Kieran's eyes explode.
Kieran is only an eyeball now. Kieran becomes a beholder immediately.
An eyeball.
A single eyeball. It's a necklace that's got a silver pendant on it. And the pendant has a seashell and an otter on it.
Oh,
that's cool.
That's really cool.
What does that do?
Well, yeah.
It's just something.
No, but what does it do?
I mean, but it looks like it's something.
Well, it looks like it's something, but it's nothing. It's just a silver thing. It's a thing.
Uh-huh.
What?
I mean,
what?
You pulled it out of your shirt like it's a thing that you
have
to wear.
Like it's a talisman.
Yeah, talisman. That's the word.
And he reaches into his pocket and pulls out a stick. Ooh, I did that too.
There's Karen no is like to be slow sleep. Okay.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah. Karen is very slowly approaching this necklace with its pendant.
Karen, as you look at it, you recognize that it looks rather familiar.
Oh.
It reminds you of the coin that you have.
Karen will take out the coin and compare.
On the coin, one side we said was a seashell, and the other side we said was an otter.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice that it's the same motif. It's not on two different sides like yours. It's not like a coin when it has two heads. But it is all of that, the seashell and the otter on the front, just like on your coin.
Did someone give this to you?
Yeah.
Who?
There was a woman by the name of Margaret, and she gave that to me.
Was she a mysterious witch?
No, she wasn't a mysterious witch. She was like my aunt.
Oh.
I mean, the two things are not mutually exclusive.
That, you know? Are you sure?
Can I come to the bonfire?
Yeah, you can come to the bonfire.
Definitely.
What do you have for barter or trade or donation? I let June and Kieran do the talking. You gotta pay. You gotta pay the price.
To get to the bonfire?
Yeah. Rules have changed. Trying to hustle this kid out of this necklace Kieran wants.
They're taking to hustle this kid. This kid's been hustled enough today.
Right, is there more stuff like that at the night market?
Yeah.
Is there?
I think
tons of stuff.
I think that's the barter / trade.
Okay.
Info. Okay. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Then I'll take you to the moon market.
Great.
Cool.
Kieran is vibrating into a third dimension.
Yep. There's like the sound of like a Tibetan singing bowl. Kieran's eyes roll back into their head. And they're like levitating six inches off the ground, like galaxy brain. Well, I'm glad we ran into you, Harry. I'm sorry that we didn't get here sooner, you know?
No, thank you. And I'm really excited about this sandwich. This is going to be good.
Yeah.
Wait, are we having sandwiches? Never mind. I got it.
Harry save the town from these.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to help me save the town.
Got it.
From the toots?
Yeah.
I'm caught up.
From Skip.
How many toots are there?
Well, I know there's Skip and Stack, I think is her name.
Yeah, there was another one. There was a girl Nibs? One. I don't know. Nibs? Yeah, Nibs, something.
I think I've heard that name. I know that there's another one, like a red-haired one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little one with like gray and black hair.
Mm-hmm. And then there's like the leader one, right?
Yeah. Her name's Sharp.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened to her eye?
No.
Sorry. I probably shouldn't have asked that.
There's a lot of rumors about it, though.
What are the rumors?
I'd like each of you to come up with one rumor about Sharp.
She fought an alligator.
She has the eye under the eye patch, but it sees dead people. So she covers it up.
It's all just an act. just really thinks it looks cool.
Cece, the realist.
Okay, so I'll see you where? Up at the courier office?
Yeah, just head up there. We'll like meet up with you a little bit after dinner to do the bonfire. We haven't decided where it's going to be
yet. Okay. No, I can do that.
Cool.
Do you know of any spots that are like clearings that have no trees?
Actually, there's a place here in town that's like that.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Like,
is it like
you guys want to do the bonfire down here? He points off to the side of the town and he points out in the trees. He goes, there's a clearing. It's not too far from here.
Is it haunted?
No, it's not haunted.
Is it by water?
No, it's not by water.
Okay.
I think that meets all of our requirements. So I think that's not a bad idea.
It's a bunch of the boxes checked right there.
Yeah. If you guys want to come at like sundown to this spot, actually, just meet here at sundown.
Yeah,
and I'll take you there, and we'll have the go to the bonfire, and then I'll take you to the moon market.
Sounds great.
Let's do it.
Anyway, we gotta go over to Raft Hall. We're trying to pick up a package right now, so we're gonna.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll see you guys later then.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you sunset.
See you sunset here.
Okay.
Yes. And he's like, yeah.
Double fist like pump.
Double fist pump, like, we're going to be I'm really excited about the sandwich, guys. This is going to be great. And he, like, turns around and he walks away.
You two are so much nicer than
me. I wonder that maybe the sandwich thing was a little above his.
Yeah. We definitely lost him on the sandwich department, but I'm glad to see an enthusiastic young person helping to improve the quality and safety of their town.
Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, if we lived here and these toots were running around, we'd be doing the same thing.
Oh, they would have been cleaved in two by now.
With your fishing rod?
That's right. I would have chicken them, and I would have said, get out of my town. And I would have jumped and done a flip and brought it down. Cleave them.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, that looked really good.
I think I could really, you painted a picture, and I was there.
If I do anything for this party, it's paint a picture.
Truly.
And I think we see the camera pan back as you guys head back. You guys head up and you get the package. It doesn't take anything. You guys open the door. They hand you the package.
What do we get in barter or trade?
You already got barter and trade. You got the silver piece.
Oh, that's right. Question for you. Are there like several packages here or just...
There are several. It's enough for all of you to carry. It's a good number of stuff.
Okay. Oh, okay. All of the packages are what we are carrying.
Yes.
Okay. Kieran is going to shake every single one of them.
Absolutely.
So we see like the door close and we see you, Kieran, like begin to shake them back and forth as you guys kind of load yourselves up. Somehow, Kieran is holding more than everyone else, even though you thought you did it evenly, but Kieran just seems to have more. We see the camera pan back as the three of you walk down the road back to the square. And I think that is where we're going to take a break. Hello, couriers, and welcome to the Midroll. I'm Drew, your host and narrator. This week, we have some thank yous and shout outs for our Kickstarter backers who made this season possible. Jane D., thank you.
Kelly O'Shea, thank you so much.
Matt Jones, thanks a bunch.
Michael Howard, thank you.
Thank you, everyone. At the end of this episode will be the next new Dear Red Audrin letter, courtesy of some of our Kickstarter backers. So be sure to listen to that after this episode. If you are a Kickstarter backer and you have not turned in your backer survey, please do so. We have postcards we want to send you from the squad. And getting mail is exciting and fun. Oh, and speaking of exciting, you may remember that previously, we mentioned that June went on an errand for Captain Dennison without Kieran and Cece. That adventure was recorded separately and will be released on the One Shot Network's Patreon secret archive in the very near future. There is a reference to the events of that side quest later in this episode, and I just want to make you sure that you know that all that is forthcoming. You haven't technically missed anything yet, so you're good. Stay tuned. And if you'd like to hear that side quest in actual play form, check out patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and support the network today. And with all that out of the way, let's get back in the sky.
Singing way, hey, ho.
We're going to time jump a little bit here. We're going to jump over the rest of this day and go straight to the bonfire, because I think that is where the interesting things are going to happen. The day moves on. You guys finish up your jobs, head back to the office. My question for all three of you is twofold. I have two things I want you to answer. One, what do you bring to the bonfire? And two, do you tell anyone and bring them as well? June, you want to go first?
Let's see. I think June, surprisingly, wants to tell someone else about this, but doesn't really have an opportunity to. And like the one time she runs into like Braith, for example, he like,
hey.
Hey.
You stopped me in the hallway. What?
It's fine.
Do you want me to move around you?
Yeah, excuse me. Sorry.
All right. So weird.
I'm sorry. I could just clearly see in my mind's eye the like hay through eyelashes. Like the brooding hello.
Yeah.
And you like walk away and Braith turns around and goes, I feel like you wanted to tell me something.
No, it's nothing. It's fine.
I mean, look, we sang that song and it was a really good song, but I feel like that's it. You know what I mean?
No, that's literally it. Like I don't know.
I mean,
there's nothing else.
Maybe there is.
No, there's not. There's really not.
I know that you have feelings and I have feelings. I don't think that your feelings are my feelings in this moment.
I feel like we both have feelings as a concept. Yeah. I don't know that any of that intersects.
Because like, if you want to talk about them.
I don't.
And he like leans against the wall and goes, I'm here to talk about your feelings if you want me to.
No, that's fine. Thank you. Have a good one, Bray.
Okay. I could talk to other people about feelings as well.
Oh, wait. Hang on. I do have a question for you, actually.
Oh, he like turns around. Yeah?
How was Fenton today on the Sacred Falcon?
She was great.
She was?
She's a great flyer.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh. How was the Falcon? Was he okay?
Oh, yeah. Kind of like a dream.
Like a dream?
Yeah. Like cool. She really didn't like handle them really well.
Really?
At least from what I saw. We kind of went in different directions.
Huh. Okay.
Do you have like feelings about like the bird? Do you want to talk about them? Or I'm sorry, I don't mean to like make it sound like I'm trying to like push talking about feelings. I don't.
Okay. And June just walks away.
And Braith turns around and goes, It's a real smooth breath. And he like walks away.
As far as what June brings to the bonfire, June brings some of those local apples, which are a different flavor than she is used to them being.
The sweeter apple. How about you, Kieran? What do you bring and do you tell anyone?
I think Kieran's bringing their pack, per usual. I think the things that they're packing are pretty standard things. They double, triple, quadruple check that the bone whistle is in the pack, though.
Cool.
And I think it is
absolutely there.
Yes. So they pack that. They make sure that's there. And I think they think about inviting Braith. Watch this go down and turn around the same time June does and walks away.
You even catch the real smooth Braith.
Oh no! All right, cool.
I mean, it's fine. It's fine. It's whatever.
How about you, Cece? What do you bring? And do you tell anyone?
I bring, what do I bring? My magic candle, of course. But I bring a notebook and like a pen, like a quill or something to write notes because I'm about to learn magic. And I bring, just in case, I don't wear it, but like I bring in a bag, like a robe, like a wizardy looking robe in case I need it to learn magic.
Where did you get this robe?
Contraband.
Is it your blanket?
Yes.
Contraband?
No, it's my blanket, 1,000%. It's my blanket, but it has a hood on it, like a Snuggie. It's a Snuggie. They have Snuggies in this world. It's canon now.
Okay.
I forged
It's spelled the same, except there's an umlaut over the
U. Yeah, I was about to say, it's probably got some weird letter thing here. It's a Snuggie. I bring my Snuggie to the bonfire, and when we get there, we will learn the fire magic. Teach me fire, Ruby. Ruby, can you teach me the spell? The star fool has happened. Cece's wizard persona is named Professor Whitwick and is Professor.
I 100% feel like when they passed out blankets, yours had a hood for some inexplicable reason. But it's a thing. You have this hooded blanket. A blanket that is also a cloak.
How Cece sleeps is straight on her back, staring up, but the hood is always pulled over her eyes like a sleeping mask, and she sleeps like she's in a coffin.
Cece, do you tell anyone about the bonfire?
No, I don't want anybody to know. Like, I'm trying to, everyone, like, other people will be like, hey, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, what are you, a cop? Why are you asking so many questions? Why don't you fall back?
Alwina, like, turns around and goes, all right, I was just asking, we're all gonna, you know, have dinner, and I
hope it's delicious. I do.
Mind your ding dang business.
Yeah, I hope it's delicious, but I've got important pressing business to tend to tonight.
Alwina like steps back and she's like, okay.
And
all
I
right,
put the
Cece.
Hood up and I say, get out of my room.
your door was open. I was just offering to wanted to come to dinner.
Get out!
Professor Whitwick.
Professor. Get out of my room!
We see Alwina, like, step away from the door and go, so weird bunch of apprentices this year. She, like, walks in the hall and goes, hey, Bran? And she, like,
oh, and they thought Bobby Jean was weird.
Oh, my God.
Bobby Jean, I like him.
Oh, that's so good.
We see the three of you and Ruby walking down the streets of Otterbox at night, heading towards that open lot where you guys found Harry today.
I think, like, as we're walking to the spot, like, past the square, Kieran kind of like, hey, June.
Yeah.
Do you like Braith?
Braith? Like, Braith? Braith?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you mean by like?
I've bargained with madmen who claim to be kings, singing way, hey, ho. And I've seen the destruction their tempers can bring, singing way, hey, ho. I've ridden the winds over mountain and plain, singing way, hey, ho. Just to circle the coast and curse the mariner's name, singing way, hey, ho. My father, he told me to never deceive, be a voice to the hopeless and help those in need, and to ever be thankful for what you've received, singing way, hey, ho. Singing way, hey, ho.
Thank you for listening to Skyjacks, Courier's Call. Cecilia Witwick was played by Erin Catano-Saez, who can be found on Twitter at Erin Catano-Saez, or on the podcast All My Fantasy Children. June Himnel was played by Allison Grauer, who can be found on Twitter at Dreams to Become. This episode was also edited by Allison Grauer. Kiran Rao was played by Palomi Pratap, who can be found on Twitter at PalomiSP. The original score for this program was composed and performed by Arnie Parrott, who can be found on Twitter at Arnie Parrott. Official artwork was created by Jess Kraczynski, who can be found on Twitter at AngryArtist113. Courier's Call is a spin-off of Campaign Skyjacks on the One Shot Podcast Network. The setting of Sphere was inspired by the music of the Decemberists and by the game Illimat by Keith Baker, published by Together Studios. This podcast uses a modified version of the Fate Accelerated system by Evil Hat Productions. That's all for this week. Until next time, heed the call, couriers. Right wrongs. Do mercies. Take flight. At the bottom of the Red Audrin, there is the mail room. It's where all the mail goes, and it's where all the mail is sorted. And you, June, Kiran, and Cece, are sitting in the back room sorting mail. There's a knock on the door.
Who is it?
Kiran, June, Cece, is that you? Are you in there?
Yes.
Depends. It's who's me. Asking.
Well, it's me, Baba Jean.
He sounds different than
who
before.
Else would it be?
Well, he sounds a little different than he did last time, so
well,
how can we know for
he
sure?
Got a cold. I think he had a cold that time.
Oh, yeah, I got a cold. I'm so sorry. I'm wearing a mask and everything, so make sure to be respectful to all of you.
That's how responsible. Nice. Please enter.
That was the correct password.
The door opens, and in comes Bobby Jean. He's got a cloth mask over his mouth. He coughs a little. and then pulls out, I got here a letter. Are you all wanting to hear it?
Oh, is it for us?
Yeah, it's got Kiran, June, and Cece written on the front of it.
I am perpetually surprised by this. I don't know why.
It's a surprise every time.
Oh, all right. Well, sometimes we get mail. It happens.
You get mail too, Bobby G?
Yeah, sometimes I get mail.
Aww. What was the last thing you got in the mail?
Last thing I got in the mail was from my pa. He sent to me a bit of binoculars so I can look through them and go, hey, Dad. Hey, how's it going, Dad? I like waving at my dad from far away.
That's nice.
That's wholesome, Bobby Jean.
Yeah.
That's pretty
Thank
cool.
Thank you. I like to think that I am indeed quite wholesome.
Do you want to read the letter?
Yes, indeed. I will read the letter, if you don't mind. He opens the letter. Hey there, y'all. As a novice hoping one day to finally hear their names to be called up and joined on the Audrin, I find myself drawn towards this prospect of becoming an all-courier. While their ranks seem to have rather simple classifications of duties and tasks, I believe there's more to them than is being told. My curiosity's gotten the best of me, and I was wondering if y'all could elucidate me further on the histories and intricacies of their ranks and how one could find themselves among them. Take flight, y'all. To the skies, right now. Woo! That is written exactly like I just read it. That was not just me.
Let me see that letter.
And he hands you the letter, and indeed, it is written. There are several y'alls in it.
Wow. A lot of exclamation points.
There's a lot of apostrophes.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like it was made for you, Bobby Jean.
Yeah.
I know. It's very fun about it.
It says it's from Simon O. Strikes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I don't know who that is, though.
What is Simon O. Strike?
I don't know. It just says it's from Simon O. Strikes.
Yeah, Simon O. Strikes, right down here.
Yeah. June looks nervous and holds up the letter. I thought we were learning, like, I thought we were supposed to have class from the captain about like how the Swiftwell Courier Service works. I haven't had that class yet. Have you guys had that class?
I have.
I haven't.
Private lessons from the captain there, Cece?
To cut it short, Cece talks for 45 minutes and it's all incorrect and made up on the spot.
Oh my gosh.
And everyone nods aggressively.
Yes, everyone does.
It's Bobby like an all courier. Oh, let me tell you. Let me just give you a short one. All couriers are the super soldier type mail carriers where like they have a lot of strength and they don't need an Audrin. They can fly and they don't need like certain colored cloaks or anything because they can cover the entire world. That's what they mean, like all couriers, because they can encompass all of Sveer.
Kieran started taking notes, realized that Cece is probably not 100% correct, and very quietly stops taking notes.
I see that.
June reaches across and gently grabs Kieran's pen or pencil and like gives a quiet head shake. Like, I don't think that's it.
Bobby Jean just nods furiously through the entire thing. He's like, this is amazing. Keep going.
I guess we're lucky that you took that class already, Cece.
Yeah.
You know? If I ever get information, it's yours to I share it with the people I love most, and that's the two of you. Bobby Jean, I also like you, just not as much.
Oh wow.
As them. I mean, these are like my family from back home. You'll get there one day. Sorry.
You think I know. I'm trying my best. You know what my favorite part of the all careers are?
Yeah.
What?
That they're all like couriers, like they love curry. That's like my favorite.
They
part
like
of
curry.
It. Yeah,
same.
Yeah.
Karen squints at Bobby Jean.
Man,
and Bobby Jean looks and goes, "What? You never had curry before, Karen?"
I don't think that's curry. Yeah, but that doesn't. You're not an all courier because you love curry.
Is it because you eat all the curry though?
But that's not possible. You would explode.
Oh, challenge accepted.
I mean, sorry.
Yeah, I'm into that. Let's go.
I'm just imagining myself exploding from the good, good taste of all that curry.
But then you wouldn't be an all courier because the curry wouldn't be inside you anymore. Because
then you wouldn't have all the curry. That's true. Yeah.
Dang. Cece stands back to back with Bobby Jean and just like looks at Kieran and says, dang, in unison.
Dang. Words of wisdom from you, Kieran. I love it.
No, but like, what is an all courier though? Do you know
all
what they
I
are?
Know about, Robert all I Jean? Know about the all couriers is that they have green coats, right?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes.
Wait, no, sometimes.
Whoa.
Sometimes,
what?
All the time. I don't know.
You don't know either?
I know there are all couriers. You apparently know more than all of us, June. Care to share some wisdom?
Yeah, June, show us that wisdom.
They wear green coats because there isn't a green Audrin, right?
No, green Audrin, no.
And they're like, June is very nervous now.
Kieran started taking notes again.
Have their own birds, I think. and they're free to like go from ship to ship or do private message running.
What?
Delivery?
Sure, it sounds about right.
How do we become those?
I think we have to get promoted a lot.
Oh, yeah. That means work. Well, cancel that.
Well, I mean, you got to be an adept first. And then once you're an adept, then you can be an initiate.
Are we adepts yet?
No. If you become an adept, you got to go back to Thornvale and do like your trials and tests.
What? Well,
there's more trials?
Oh my God. I thought we would be like adepts, like junior all couriers by now. We fought like six bosses already.
We did.
That's
true.
She's not wrong.
We finished so many endgame level dungeons. This is actually
we have to have leveled up by now.
That level grinding, yeah.
But what Bobby level do you have to be for an all courier? Because if there's like a billion levels and we're only level 35, then I think we have a problem.
Oh,
that's a good point.
At least over 9,000.
There's no way that can be right.
I have a question.
I'm already at least a level 1500, so I'm sure you guys are close behind.
Does sorting the mail get us more levels?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, good. Y'all,
we're doing that.
And we gotta do some more letters, guys.
It's grind time, baby.
Wait. Oh. Kieran like looks as long as we're sorting the mail, right? It's not Does mail delivery also? What if we can't deliver mail?
That's just a fetching quest. That has to give us a ton of XP, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, how do you know if you ding? I have a question. Like, you know, like, everybody talks about dinging and, like, leveling up. Like, what is it, though? Like, do you see a light? Do you... Bobby Jean?
Bobby Jean goes over. Like 10... Bobby Jean goes over to you, Cece. He takes you by the cheeks in both hands, gets really close to you and goes... Dang.
Oh my, I feel so much more powerful. Oh.
And a ding for you. And a ding for you.
Oh my God.
And a ding for you.
We're so powerful.
Oh. June is furiously like sorting mail, like with both hands. glance at the envelope, put it in the sack. Glance at the envelope, put it in the sack.
Bobby Jean goes out into the main room and there's the heart bell in the middle of the room, and he's just like ding, ding, like banging on the heart bell.
Kieran, I can totally feel your aura. It is really increasing. Did you just feel that wind in the room? That was Kieran's aura. And like, did you hear all those birds just like scream to the sky of their power? That was you, June.
Oh, really?
Yeah, ding, we're dinging.
Ding.
Whoa.
Ding.
Oh,
that was awesome.
Wait, that was like six dings. That means we're 41. Oh my God. So we're going to be
all I'm
glad
you're keeping up with the math, Cece, because I am lost.
We are about to be all couriers.
There's a thunder of boots and you guys finally hear.
Oh no.
What's going on down here?
Oh,
hey,
as Captain Dennison comes down.
What level are you, Captain Dennison? We're dinging right now. What level are you?
Stop ringing the heart bell and get back to work.
Yes, sir.
That's totally...
Sorry, sir.
It's not a toy. You can't just ring the bell.
Where's Bobby Jean? He was just here.
Bobby Jean is gone.
No.
That is spoken like a true level 99 character. Denizen is the coolest, I swear.
Get back to work, apprentices.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Cece, please.
What? If we're cool with Denizen, Captain Denizen could power level us. Chill. Be cool.
Captain turns around and looks at you. Shakes his head and just goes back upstairs.
See? I got my flag up, Denizen. Just accept that. Run me through this instance, please. LFG. Thank you.
I think that's it for that one.
I think that's the end of that.
Oh my God.
Skyjacks, Courier's Call, is a part of the One Shot Podcast Network. Other One Shot Network podcasts include...
Asians Represent celebrates Asian creators and diversity in the gaming community. Join hosts Agatha Cheng and Daniel Kwan as they discuss gaming, genre, and representation with their guests and occasionally argue with each other to the sound of Agatha's beloved air horn app. And remember, while our show is rated E for everyone, this show was created by adults for adults, so listen at your own discretion.